Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 14th China Fahui on the Minghui website entitled, A Cancer Patient Finds Falun Dafa, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China.
China Fahui, A Cancer Patient Finds Falun Dafa, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. I was diagnosed with uterine cancer and had my uterus removed in 2015. 3 months later, my legs became swollen, so I went back to the hospital for an examination, and they found a cyst in my pelvis. My cousin heard about my situation and came to see me during the 2016 Chinese New Year. She brought me the book Chuan Falun. I had been poisoned by the propaganda against Falun Dafa in the Chinese media, which claimed that the practice was against the Chinese Communist Party. Still, something inside me made me not want to refuse the book, especially when she told me that the book was a heavenly one. She called me the next day and asked if I had read the book at all. I said that I had read through 3 chapters. She asked me how I felt. That is when I remembered that my eyes used to get tired after just a few minutes of reading the newspaper, but I did not feel tired that day. She kept reminding me to read the book. However, I had been indoctrinated with atheism since childhood, so I did not really believe that one could heal one's illnesses without taking pills, so I still took medicine. One night, as soon as I closed my eyes, 3 silver-white substances spun in front of me. As soon as I opened my eyes, they disappeared. This happened 3 times. I was very excited, but when I went online to look up Falun Dafa, I saw nothing positive. The internet was filled with the CCP's propaganda. As a result, I stopped reading the book and doing the exercises. My legs then swelled even worse than before. Getting serious about Fa study. I went all over the place looking for a cure. I was told that the treatment costs could easily add up to 60,000 yuan, which was a lot of money for my family. My doctor did remove the cyst in my pelvis, but I subsequently developed bacterial infections, which the doctor could not help me with. I was at a low point in my life, as nothing I tried helped get me better. I then realized that 6 months had passed since I first tried Falun Dafa. I did not believe in it and chose to go to the hospital instead. I spent a lot of money, but my ulcer was still there. The swelling in my legs hadn't subsided, and I had developed swelling of the kidneys and other health problems. When I decided to pick up Chuan Falun again, I could not bend my legs or stand up to do the exercises. My cousin urged me to study the Fa and believe in Master and Dafa. I wanted to catch up with Fa study and do the exercises, but my husband and children were against it and argued with me. So I continued my treatments at the hospital and studied the Fa and did the exercises. After I got up one morning, I stood on the balcony and whispered, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. While I was sitting on the hospital bed, I closed the curtain and did the sitting meditation. I studied the Fa after returning home. Despite still taking medicine, I focused on studying the Fa and doing the exercises. After 2 weeks, the ulcer had disappeared. I had endured so much hardship, yet nothing worked, but I recovered after practicing Falun Dafa. It was because Master never gave up on me. Master said, quote, taking medicine while cultivating implies that you don't believe in cultivation's ability to heal. Why would you take medicine if you believed in it? Unquote. Falun Gong. Because my husband was against my stopping the medication, he had the doctor prescribe it again. However, as soon as I took the medication, I felt excruciating pain, so the doctor told me to stop taking it. It has now been over 1 year since I went off the medication. Memorizing the Fa. Master said, quote, now you can see why I have often told you to read the book more, right? The Fa can break all attachments. The Fa can destroy all evil. The Fa can shatter all lies. And the Fa can strengthen righteous thoughts. Unquote. Drive out interference from essentials for further advancement. After reading Master's words, I made up my mind to memorize the Fa. Besides, I also needed to clarify the facts to people. I managed to memorize only one page at the beginning. Another practitioner suggested that I memorize one paragraph at a time, then move on to the next. By following this suggestion, I memorized almost 5 pages over 6 hours every day. After I finished memorizing, I copied what I had memorized. As I memorized the Fa, my Xinjing elevated, and I was able to let go of many attachments, including resentment, the show-off mentality, jealousy, and competitiveness. Clarifying the facts about Dafa. At first, I didn't know how to clarify the facts about Dafa, but another practitioner helped me learn how to do it. Given my Fa study and work in memorizing the Fa, I realized that my words had become much more powerful. At a shopping mall, for example, one day I helped 16 people quit the CCP and its youth organizations within 4 hours. On another day, a man who was limping approached me at a bus stop, and I chatted with him. He was only in his 40s and was a former Falun Dafa practitioner who had stopped practicing because of the persecution. I encouraged him to return to cultivation, and I shared my experiences with him. She claimed that I was anti-CCP. I shared with her my experience on how ill I had been and how I became well. After hearing that, she changed her attitude and asked me how to learn the exercises. She also used her real name to quit the CCP. Understanding loss and gain. My purse was stolen during lunch one day in 2016. I had all my credit cards in it and over 2,000 yuan. Through Fa study, I came to better understand the issue of loss and gain. I am a practitioner, so I should not be moved because of what I've lost. In the past, I would have been emotionally devastated, but with the Fa in my mind, I passed this test. The combined monthly income for my husband and I was limited, and we were not that well off due to my past medical expenses. My husband often went to visit his brother, and he bought him something every time he went. So I asked him not to visit his brother as often as before, and instead wait until our financial situation turned around. He didn't listen to me. As a practitioner, I needed to maintain my Xinjing and not fight with him. So I proposed that we each take care of our own expenses. He didn't say anything to that. After a month, however, he came to me asking for money again. I felt this was a test. Master said, quote, "Many things appear to be random, but none of them are," unquote. Teaching the Fa at the conference in Houston. As I have not completely given up my attachment to self-interest, I suggested that he be in charge of my money as well. I said, "I am so sorry that I spent so much on medical expenses in the past. Our finances are strained because of me. We now live a harmonious life thanks to Falun Dafa."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.